Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We've got Crudy filling in for Brian this afternoon.
Wouldn't that make it Dueling Tangents with Luke and Crudy?
Yeah, but we're not changing the whole name just because we got you filling in for Brian today. Come on, you want to take his name off the show already? I'm only at this for a couple weeks.
I would have given Brian top billing, just for the record.
I offered top billing to Brian. Brian respectfully was like, Luke and Brian sounds better than Brian and Luke, I guess. But he also very much likes the joke of the ladies and gentlemen, Luke, Brian. And then it's...
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so
I know.
It was
glad that you bless the narcissistic people because, you know... Quite frankly, I've said I would never be the Mike Crute Show, but of course I would. I love me, just like you do.
The Luke Mathers and Brian Kelly Show doesn't really roll off the tongue, though.
Ah, not until you get used to it. 844-967-2789. The phone number, it rolls right off. You can call it. You can text it. You can reach out to the Luke and Brian Show, today featuring Crudy. Dueling Tangents.
Yeah, you can give us a call. Be like Fred from Cottage Grove. Fred, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Fred.
Hi guys. No, I just got in the car and my radio was on, 620?
Oh, I feel bad for you, man.
Well, I know.
Listen to the Bucks. Tell me how the Bucks did last night, Fred. Otherwise, you might get a whooping.
No, the thing, they were talking about Dane County being the only county in Wisconsin that extends the face mask requirement.
Yeah, we're extending it to November 27th, Fred. My
27th.
Not me and Luke, but the county is. And you're that right. Apparently exactly. Will be the end of it. They're hopeful.
Well, hopefully, but we were just traveling up. Actually, we were up like Waukesha County and stuff, and Trump signs, and nobody had face masks. Period. But anyway, getting back to what you talked about, your parents whooping your butt or something.
Yes, sir.
The last time my brother and I had it, somehow, way back when, we broke the yardstick.
Uh-oh.
And we did something, and she took us downstairs, and she wailed back on that yardstick, and half of it went flying away. And she started breaking up laughing. And believe me, that was the last time we actually were all laughing. But anyway... just a question, but it was funny at the time.
You got us laughing, Fred.
I was just saying, yeah, Fred. You don't recall what did, but you recall the laughing at the yardstick, so that's cool.
Yeah, all right. Take care, guys.
Take care, Fred. My fear with my mom, she would have replaced that yardstick with something more durable. You know, like
upgraded
the spoon.
The tool.
Yeah. Wooden spoons. Ooh. But, you know, most of my paddlings, I'm not going to say I didn't have them coming. You know, there would be some parameter set. And I would break that parameter and I'd get the paddling, but didn't mean I appreciated the paddling. Didn't mean I deserved the paddling.
You weren't sitting there laughing along if something went wrong during the paddling?
No, but society was a little bit different then. You know, I couldn't imagine a kid today getting paddled and not putting it up on TikTok or Instagram or somewhere.
3-year-olds and 4-year-olds don't have TikTok and Instagram, though.
It's don't like, they?
No. I mean, I know Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg are working to get more users in that age demographic, I'm sure. But no, as of right now, that's not the case. Like this incident in with Chase Ortwell, I don't think that child of his would have been up on Instagram had this, rather than 8 years ago, happened today. So I think it's times are changing. You don't see this very often anymore, and I think it's pretty crazy to see that this story. And we can dive a little bit into his comments because we got the quote here up. It's not necessarily up on my page, but apparently Sortwell's comment after he got those 13 business days, Crudy, was that a disgruntled family member wrongfully referred he and his wife to the police, and the police did their job. They investigated.
Well, they investigated, and they recommended felonious charges against both Sortwell and his
wife. And so apparently Sortwell said that the police did their job, so recommending felony charges against the allegations was what Sortwell agrees with, I guess. But then he agreed to the fact that they should have been dropped by the law enforcement officials at the district attorney's office.
You know, there has been a tremendous mystery in the great state of Wisconsin. Who the hell is Carol? And now we know the answer. We've we've got the answer to the mystery of Carol. Carol apparently works for Michael Gableman. And the Carol mystery, it's no longer. But the names of others helping him, you know, he's got like five employees paying him like 20 grand a month with our tax dollars to do this partisan investigation, air quotes. But anyways, the mystery of Carol's been solved. Let me share with you the resolution of this great mystery. The mystery of Carol, the woman reviewing Wisconsin's elections at taxpayer expense, has been solved, according to Patrick Marley. Who is helping her remains a puzzle. After refusing to disclose her name last week, attorney Michael Gableman, through an aide, said Carol is Carol Mathias, a California attorney active with the Federalist Society. That's a shocker. The fact that she'd be associated with the Federalist Society. Mathias last year worked for the U.S. Office of Personnel Management as a principal deputy associate director, according to her LinkedIn page. She was there at the same time as Andrew Kloster, another attorney who was helping Gableman with the review of the election on behalf of Assembly Republicans. Kloster, well, that's the Trumpster, right? Gableman, a former state Supreme Court justice, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester have refused to name Gableman's team. You know, we're paying for him, but, you know, you don't need to know that.
Kind of makes you wonder, Crudy, why do you think they're not disclosing these other ones?
I don't know.
Do you think anybody's double-dipping, getting paid on, say, an Assembly or State Senate office staff and Gableman's staff?
The entire investigation is a charade. Dave from Madison, welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, today featuring Crudy.
Hey, I just listened to your last caller. And I just had to call in to say that no adult should ever strike a kid, ever.
No, I don't think so either, Dave. But you sound like you may be of a generation. I know I was. When I was a kid, Dave, I was the recipient of some beatings. How about you?
Yeah, I was also.
I don't think it made me a better man or a better kid, you know, because I was still a terrible kid. But that was as far as parents had advanced at that time, at least most of them.
You know, what I learned from it was that it teaches kids that it's okay for big people to beat up on little people who can't defend themselves. And that's just wrong, and I think that's a message it sends to an awful lot of kids.
Might makes right, Dave. That's like the whole principle of the Republican Party these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave, thanks for listening.
We are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Crudy filling in today for Brian. Really appreciate you sitting in for the hour, Crudy. It is election day here in Wisconsin. If you are listening in the Mequon-Thiensville school board area, go out and vote. Unless you don't want them recalled. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting morning with some election results, Crudy. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Maybe right here on this great big show. But thanks.
Maybe.
A lot.
Could be.
Could be.
The only live radio I'm doing today, I'm done with it. Luke, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, but we got live Earl Ingram coming up later tonight, as well as Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci. So stay tuned for that live programming. See you tomorrow.